Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Thank the Lord for another opportunity that we can have some fellowship in His Word.
感谢主给我们机会，可以交通他的话语。
This morning we'll read the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 16.
今天早上我们要读的经文是马太福音16章。
We are going to read the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音16章。
And we'll read four verses.
读四节经文。
Verse 21 to verse 24.
马太福音16章21节到24节。
Matthew 16:21-24.
马太福音16章21到24节。
From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised up on the third day.
从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
Verse 22.
第22节。
Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you.
彼得就拉着他，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。”
23. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's.
耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”
Verse 24.
24节,
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow
me. 于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
让我们先有点祷告。
Lord Jesus, we bow before you this morning.
主耶稣基督，今天早上我们实在匍匐在你的面前。
We pray that the precious blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse all of us here.
我们祷告，主耶稣基督，你的宝血实在是洗净在座的每一位。
And cleanse this place.
也能够洗净这个地方。
And we offer this hour into your hand.
我们实在把以下的时间交在你的手上。
May you keep us in your presence.
愿你保守我们在你的同在中。
And open our hearts so that we can hear your voice.
并且打开我们的心眼，好让我们能够听见你的声音。
We give you all the praise.
实在把所有的感谢都赞美都归给你。
In Jesus' precious name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
the burden that I have today to fellowship is on the topic of resisting the devil.
我今天要交通的负担是抵挡魔鬼。
And on this topic of resisting the devil,
就着抵挡魔鬼这个负担,
there are three main points that I will focus on today.
我主要想交通三个点。
Number one,
第一点,
to know Christ, it died and he has risen.
认识主耶稣基督是那位曾死过又复活的。
Second,
第二点,
to know the scheme of the enemy.
认识仇敌的诡计。
And number three,
第三点,
to know the cross is our greatest protection.
认识主耶稣基督的十架是我们最大的保护。
So we'll start with the first point.
首先要交通第一点,
to know the Christ has died and he is risen.
认识主耶稣基督是那位曾死过又复活的。
From Matthew chapter 16,
从马太福音16章,
the verse that we just read, verse 21,
21节我们刚刚读过,
the Lord Jesus told his disciples,
主耶稣基督告诉他的门徒说,
he said he must go to Jerusalem,
他必须要去耶路撒冷,
he must suffer many things,
他也必须要受许多的苦,
but not only that,
但不仅如此,
he will also be killed,
他甚至还要被杀,
but immediately he said,
但是立刻主耶稣就说,
I will be raised up on the third day,
第三日我要复活。
So here Jesus showed us,
所以在这里主耶稣基督让我们看见,
yes, Jesus has to go through a lot of sufferings.
是的，主耶稣基督必须要去受许多的苦。
Even to the point of death.
甚至到一个点，他会被杀。
But Jesus said here,
但是主耶稣在这里同时也说道,
I am the resurrection.
我是复活。
So today in our ministry,
所以今天在我们的侍奉中，
this is oftentimes our experience.
这也会成为，很多时候也会成为我们的经历。
Because many times we may encounter difficulties and sufferings.
因为很多时候我们会面对到许多的问题和患难。
And the enemy will constantly trying to discourage us.
仇敌也不会停止他的脚步，他就是想让我们丧失心智。
And all these challenges oftentimes will weigh us down.
所有的这些挑战汇聚在一起，很多时候就会累住我们的心，让我们下沉。
And it is so easy for us to lose heart.
我们很容易会灰心丧胆。
It's so hard for us to rejoice in the Lord.
却很不容易在主里面喜乐。
But if we see Christ is our resurrection,
但是如果我们看见基督是我们的复活，
then in our faith,
那在我们的信心中，
we can have this deep rest.
我们就可以进入到一个深深的安息里。
And we can have this assurance.
基督是我们的复活，就是我们的把握。
And the peace of Christ will keep us from all these emotions and stress when we encounter all these issues.
当我们有了这个把握，那当我们再面对这些问题的时候，基督的平安在我们里面就会胜过我们的情绪和人的焦虑。
So now let's talk about the second point.
现在让我们说到第二点。
The importance to know the scheme of the enemy.
认识仇敌的诡计。
After Jesus told them that he will be killed,
在主耶稣告诉他们说他会被杀。
In verse 22,
在二十二节这里，
Peter, with his best empathy and human love for Jesus,
彼得出自他天然的爱，用人最好的感情，马上就跟基督表同情。
He pulled Jesus aside and said to the Lord,
他把主耶稣拉到一边对主说，
He said, God forbid it, Lord.
他说主啊，万不可如此。
This can never happen to you.
这事必不临到你身上。
But Jesus immediately rebuked Peter.
但是主耶稣马上就转过来斥责。
He said, Satan, get behind me.
他说撒旦，退我后边去吧。
Why would Jesus rebuke Peter in such a harsh way?
为什么主耶稣基督要对彼得说如此不留情面的话呢？
Why did Jesus call Peter Satan?
而且为什么主耶稣要称呼彼得为撒旦呢？
From this we see,
从这里我们看见，
God has an adversary.
神有一个对头。
His name is Satan.
他的名字就是撒旦。
And his attack is not directly on God himself.
撒旦的攻击不是直接的面向神。
But his attack is targeted towards what God is after.
撒旦攻击的目标是神所保爱的，
His church.
就是他的教会。
How does Satan attack God's church?
那撒旦是如何的来攻击神的教会呢？
In this verse, Jesus exposed the greater scheme of the enemy towards God's people.
在二十三节这里，主耶稣基督就暴露了仇敌向神的百姓所使用的一个最大的诡计。
Let's read it again.
请我们再读一遍。
He said, "Get behind me, Satan! You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interest, but of man's."
撒旦，退我后边去吧！你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思。只体贴人的意思。
If Satan can make us set our minds on man's interest,
如果撒旦可以让我们的心思只摆在人的意思上，
then he can find a stumbling block to hinder God's work.
其实他就成功了，因为他就找到了一个绊脚石来拦阻神的工作。
God desires for us to have the mind of Christ.
神希望我们能够拥有基督的心思。
But what does Satan wants to do to our mind?
但是撒旦他在我们的心思中想做什么呢？
If we study the second book of 2 Corinthians,
如果我们看哥林多后书，
we'll find at least three places to talk about the enemy scheme towards our mind.
我们可以看到撒旦在我们的心思中会做三样的工作。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 14 it says,
哥林多后书三章十四节那里说到，
to darken our minds.
撒旦第一个工作是昏暗我们的悟性。
In chapter 4 verse 4,
在哥林多后书四章四节这里说到，
to blind our minds,
弄瞎我们的心眼。
And then chapter 11 verse 3,
哥林多后书十一章三节这里说到，
to corrupt our minds,
败坏我们的心思。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we must be very clear,
我们必须非常的清楚，
service is spiritual warfare,
侍奉本质上就是一场属灵的征战。
And it is not just doing some coordination work.
它不仅仅是外面做一些分配联合的工作。
And it is not just washing dishes after lunch.
也不是说午餐过后做一些清理打扫的工作。
But every aspect in our service at its core is spiritual warfare.
侍奉的每一个方面 就着它的核心而言，都是一场属灵的征战。
And our enemy is not of flesh and blood.
我们的仇敌不是属肉体，也不是属血气的。
And our enemy is not our brothers or sisters who may have offended us.
我们的仇敌更不是那一些好像得罪了我们的弟兄姊妹们。
But our enemy is Satan.
我们的仇敌是撒旦。
He is God's adversary.
因为撒旦是神的对头。
And he is our adversary.
所以他就是我们的对头，我们的仇敌。
So if we enter into service with a whatever attitude,
如果我们是抱着一个无所谓的态度进入到侍奉中，
then not only all our labor will have no eternal value,
不仅是我们的辛劳可能没有永远的价值，
but I'm afraid,
我更担心的是，
we become easy targets for enemy's manipulation.
我们会轻易地成为撒旦操纵玩弄的对象。
And when the Lord's return,
当主耶稣回来的时候，
this kind of attitude will be condemned.
这样无所谓的态度就会被审判。
So may we all come to know the fear of the Lord in service.
愿我们在侍奉当中都越来越认识到要敬畏神。
So now we know,
现在我们知道，
if we serve on the basis of man's interest,
如果我们的侍奉单单只是基于人的意思，人的想法，
it could very well be coming out of Satan.
那这些想法很有可能是来自撒旦。
To hinder God's work in his church.
就是为了在主的教会当中来拦阻神的工作。
So today,
今天，
if one day we have an idea, want to do something for the church,
如果我们有了一个想法，想要为教会做一点事，
maybe we can seek fellowship in the body of Christ.
或许我们可以在基督的身体里面来寻求交通。
Why?
为什么？
Because the word of God told us.
因为神的话告诉我们。
If we walk in the light,
如果我们行在光中，
we can have fellowship with one another.
彼此之间就必会有交通。
Individually, we may have blind spots.
就着个人而言，我们每一个人都有自己的盲点。
But as we fellowship in the light,
但是如果我们是在光中有交通，
together,
我们一起，
we can discern what is out of God's interest and what is out of man's interest.
我们就能够一起慎思明辨，来辨明什么是出自神的，什么只不过是人的意思。
So now we have to ask,
那现在我们就要问，
when we serve,
当我们侍奉的时候，
how can we set our minds on God's interest?
我们如何可以将我们的心思摆在或者只体贴神的意思呢？
So this brings us to the third point.
这就带我们到第三个点。
The cross is our greatest protection.
十字架是我们最大的保护。
Because on that cross,
因为在那个十字架上，
our Lord has ultimately defeated Satan.
我们的主已经彻底地打败了撒旦。
And because of his cross,
也是因为他的十字架，
he put an end to the old creation in Adam.
他完全结束了在亚当里面的旧造。
And he has brought in the new creation in Christ.
他在基督里面带进了新造。
And because of that,
因此
The cross is our greatest protection.
十字架就是我们最大的保护。
So Jesus told his disciples,
主耶稣告诉他的门徒说，
If anyone wishes to come after me,
若有人要跟从我，
he must deny himself,
就当舍己，
and take up his cross,
背起他的十字架，
and follow me,
来跟从我。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
what does take up your cross mean to you?
背起你的十字架对于你来说意味着什么？
What does take up your cross mean to you?
背起你的十字架意味着什么？
Sometimes we may think that taking up our cross means pain, tear, and suffering.
很多时候我们会觉得背起我的十字架就代表我要经历苦难、痛苦、患难、眼泪。
But is that really what it means?
这真的是主耶稣所说的吗？
Let's read verse 24.Once more time.
让我们再来读一遍24节。
Jesus said,
主耶稣说，
He must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So here we see,
在这里我们看见，
The number one thing is not pain, not tear, not suffering.
第一件事情根本都无关痛苦、眼泪、患难。
What is taking up the cross?
那到底什么是背起十字架呢？
It is denying ourselves.
首要的是要否认你的自己，舍弃你的自己。
So just as a contrary example,
说一个反面的场景，
If we go through and experience all the pain and tear and suffering,
如果我们经历了所有的这一些苦难、患难、痛苦、眼泪，
But yet,
但是，
We refuse to deny ourselves during this whole process.
在这个过程里面，我们完全的拒绝来否认自己。
Then that is not taking up our cross to follow him.
那么这些痛苦的经历根本都不是在背十字架跟从主。
Taking up our cross is about denying ourselves.
背起我的十字架说到的是舍弃我的自己，否认我的自己。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
if we can have this attitude,
如果我们有了这样子的一个态度，
then it opens up a whole new experience in our Christian walk.
那么这个态度在我们的基督徒的行路的过程当中就会为我们打开一个全新的经历。
Because our experience of the cross is no longer bounded to just a few painful situations in our lives.
因为从此之后我们十字架的经历就不会只局限于只和那一些生活当中痛苦的场景绑定在一起。
Instead,
相反
the cross can now reach every aspect in our life.
十字架在我们生活的方方面面都是可以触及到的。
So when we encounter any situation,
无论我们身处怎样的环境里，
it becomes an opportunity for us to learn to deny ourselves.
那个环境都会成为一个机会让我们学习否认自己。
When we faced a certain situation,
当我们在一个环境中，
initially,
一开始，
we may have our own thoughts and our own plans,
我们会有自己的想法和主张，
and that's okay,
这是完全可以的。
But where does our cross come in?
那么十字架从何而来呢？
It is when we sort out the Lord's will in that particular situation,
就是在那特定的场景中， and, 我们想要寻求神的旨意。
And as we pray and we wait upon the Lord,
当我们祷告，当我们静候在神前时，
and he shows us his will,
主向我们打开了他的意思。
And our cross is when we find out that our original plan is different from his plan.
而当我们发现我们自己原初的计划和神的意思不相符的时候，十字架就进来了。
Then what is taking up our cross in that situation?
那么在这个场景里面背起我们的十字架是说什么呢？
What does it mean to deny ourselves?
否认自己又是说什么呢？
It is when we surrender our will under his will.
就是当这两个计划不相同的时候，我们愿意将我们自己的意思，将我们自己的意志降服在神的意思，神的意志之下，这个就叫背起十字架。
To allow him to teach us every step of the way what we ought to do in that particular situation.
在那个特定的场景当中，容让神教导我们每一步我们当如何行。
Forgive me to use my personal experience to make this point.
就是这个点，请原谅我，我想分享一个个人的经历。
Back in 2019,
在2019年的时候，
It was a few years ago.
已经几年前了。
It was just a few months before the pandemic started.
疫情前的几个月。
The company where I go to work had a big crisis with China.
当时我工作的公司和中国有很大的一个危机。
And so at that time,
在那个时候，
some of my coworkers were sent to Shanghai to represent our company to reconcile some issues with the Chinese authorities.
我的一些同事就被派到上海去，代表公司和中国的政府做协调交涉。
And I was so envious about that.
我很羡慕他们。
Because back then,
因为那个时候，
I thought,International business travel was such a cool thing.
因为那个时候我觉得国际性的这些贸易出差很酷。
So, naively, I reached out to my manager.
当时的我很天真，我就找到了我的经理。
And I volunteered myself.
我向他毛遂自荐。
I tried to convince him that they should consider sending me also to China.
我试图想要说服他，你把我派到上海也会是一个明智之举。
And I told him,
并且我告诉他，
Not only I have the technical experience,
我不仅是有相关的技术经验，
But also I can speak Mandarin,
我还可以讲中文。
But in the end,
但是最后，
They didn't pick me,
他们没有选我。
And I was pretty upset for a few weeks.
那之后的几个礼拜我都觉得很沮丧。
I felt being left out.
我觉得我好像被他们摒除在外了。
Maybe I wasn't good enough.
可能我不够优秀。
And I was pondering this for months before the Lord.
因着这件事情，我在主面前思考了几个月。
But after a few months has passed,
几个月过后，
The pandemic hit.
疫情就来了。
And at that time,
在那个时候，
All the church gatherings were shut down.
教会所有的聚会全部都停止了。
And even our local assembly here was going through great trial.
而我们本地的聚会当时也在经历一个重大的考验。
But thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Some responsible brother invited some brothers that included myself to start sharing the word of encouragement online.
当时负责的弟兄邀请了一些弟兄们，其中也包括我，在线上来分享一些鼓励的话语。
And then I started to learn to minister God's word.
也就是从那个时候起，我开始学习神话语的指示的侍奉。
So now as I look back,
现在当我再回过头来看，
there was a cross that I needed to take up for that experience.
在那个经历当中，我有自己的十字架要背。
Because God said no to my original plan to go to Shanghai.
因为我自己想要去上海的这个想法，神直接说了不。
And I had to learn to surrender myself under His will.
我不得不学习将我自己的意志降服在神的意志之下。
And for that moment,
在那个时刻，
it wasn't pleasant.
一点都不愉快。
But soon later, I found out.
但是之后我就发现，
it was because our Lord, He has a greater plan for me.
神之所以说不的原因，是因为他为我预备了那更好的。
So now when I read again what Jesus said here in verse 24,
当我现在再看到24节主耶稣这里对门徒说的话，
Verse 24, he said,
他说，
If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
When I read this,
当我读这句话的时候，
I can feel where Jesus was coming from.
我能够感觉得到主耶稣说这句话的缘由。
The Lord did not say this in a harsh or demanding tone.
主耶稣基督对门徒说这句话不是带着一个发号施令的语气。
But instead,
相反，
when Jesus said this,
当主耶稣说这句话的时候，
it was full of his love.
这里面带着他满满对门徒的爱。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
denying ourselves,
否认我们的自己，
taking up our cross,
背起我们的十字架，
always leads us to something greater,
总是领我们要进入那一些更大更美好的事，
something with far more eternal value in God's purpose,
就是那些在神的旨意当中有着极重无比永远价值的事。
Indeed,
是的，
the cross is our greatest protection,
十字架是我们最大的保护。
And finally, I will share two verses from the Lord as mutual encouragement.
最后我想要分享两句从主那里得着的经文作为彼此的勉励。
The first one is from James chapter 4, verse 7.
第一节是来自雅各书四章七节。
James chapter 4, verse 7.
雅各书四章七节。
Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
故此你们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
The word resist in the original text here means set against, oppose, and withstand.
抵挡它的原文的意思是说对立抵抗。
How can we resist the devil?
我们如何能够抵挡魔鬼呢？
In this verse, James shows us a key.
在这节经文里面，雅各给我们看到了一个关键。
What is the key?
什么是那个关键？
It is submit to God.
就是要顺服神。
How can we submit to God?
我们如何能顺服神？
If we deny ourselves and take up our cross to follow him,
如果我们否认我们的自己，舍己，背起我们的十字架跟从他，
then we can submit to God.
我们就能够顺服神。
And Jesus was our perfect example.
在这件事情上，主耶稣是我们最完美的榜样。
When he was on earth as the Son of Man,
他是作为人子一个人在地上。
Satan tempted Jesus many times.
撒旦试探了他很多次。
But Jesus, he resisted the devil.
但是主耶稣基督每一次都抵挡住了魔鬼。
Anything the devil suggested to him,
任何魔鬼所建议的，
he said no.
他都说不。
How did he do that?
他如何做的呢？
Just like how he prayed in Garden of Gethsemane.
就像他在伊甸园那里，对不起，就像他在克西马尼园那里的祷告。
Not my will, but your will be done.
不要照着我的意思，只要照着你的意思。
Jesus completely submitted himself under his Father's will.
主耶稣基督完全地将他的意志降服在天父的意志之下。
So today,
今天，
when the devil tempts us to sin against God,
当魔鬼试探我们想让我们犯罪得罪神的时候，
or to tempt us to lose heart,
或许只是想让我们丧失心智，
or maybe to make us doubt God's faithfulness,
或许是想让我们质疑神的信实。
What can we do?
我们如何做？
If we learn to deny ourselves,
如果我们学习否认我们的自己，
then we can submit to God.
我们就能够顺服神。
And we'll be able to have the strength to say no to the devil.
我们就有这个能力，有这个力量向魔鬼说不。
And then what happens?
那之后会发生什么呢？
In here it says,
在这里给我们看见。
The devil will flee from us.
魔鬼就必离开你们，逃跑了。
Second,
第二节经文。
We must learn to guard our minds.
哦，第二点，我们要学习保守守卫住我们的心思。
We all know that we have to put on the helmet of salvation.
我们都知道我们要穿戴上那个救恩的头盔。
But in practice, what does that mean?
但是实际操作当中，这意味着什么呢？
If we turn our Bible to Philippians chapter 4,
如果我们看腓立比书四章。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, we'll just read it together.
腓立比书四章八节，我们一起来读。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
腓立比书四章八节。
And we'll read together in English.
我们会一起用英文来读。
And then we'll read together in Chinese.
之后再一起用中文来读。
All right, let's read it together. Verse 8.
第八节。
Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的，可敬的，公义的，清洁的，可爱的，有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
This is something that we can all practice every day.
这是我们每一天都可以操练的事。
Upon the basis of denying ourselves,
就着否认自己的这个基础，
we can dwell in all these things.
我们可以思念所有的这些事。
To submerge ourselves to think about all these things.
当我们思想这些事的时候，将我们自己与这些事融合在一起。
To consider our Lord Jesus.
思想耶稣。
To consider all his goodness.
思想所有耶稣的美善。
You know, this word in Greek, dwell, is also has another meaning. It means count.
腓立比书四章八节这里的思念，原文是清点、数算的意思。
So not only dwell, but also count.
不仅仅是想，不仅仅是住在这些事中，还要数算这些事。
So dwell on these things day and night.
昼夜思念这些事。
And also count on these things one by one.
甚至一件一件地数算这些事。
This way,
如果我们这样行，
our minds can be renewed.
我们的心思就会被更新。
And also, we are guarding our minds from the enemy.
我们也能保守自己的心思免受仇敌的搅扰。
So may the Lord open our eyes.
愿主能够打开我们的眼睛。
That we may serve him in a way that is pleasing to him.
好让我们以讨主喜悦的方式来侍奉神。
So he may have all the glory from his church.
好让主在他的教会能够得着所有的荣耀。
We'll pass the following time to Brother Xin Yuan.
把时间给信远和 Ben 弟兄。
弟兄姊妹们好。
Hello, brothers and sisters.
我们实在感谢这个 Sherwin 弟兄的交通啊。
Praise the Lord for brother Sherwin's sharing today.
我发现我交通的跟他有一些相似。
And I find that my sharing also has a lot of similarities.
那开始的时候，我们还是先来读一些主的话。
Let's start by reading passages from the Bible.
第一处是约翰一书的二章二十七节。
Let's start by reading from 1 John chapter 2, verse 27.
我读中文，弟兄读英文。
I will read in Chinese and my brother in English.
约翰一书二章二十七节。
1 John 2:27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不愿人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
As for you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, But as his anointing teaches you about all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
第二处经文是在加拉太书的第五章。
The next passage is from Galatians chapter 5.
第五章十六节跟第五章二十五节。
Chapter 5, verse 16 and 25.
五章十六节。
Chapter 5, verse 16.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh.
二十五节。
And verse 25.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
我想我们基督徒的一生最少需要经历两次重大的改变。
And I trust that in a Christian life, we have to experience two major turning points.
第一，就是从罪人蒙恩得救，成为基督徒。
And the first turning point is when we change from a sinner into a believer.
第二，从一个属肉体的基督徒变成一个属灵的基督徒。
And the second is when we live this fleshly life, and we turn into living a spiritual life.
成为基督徒需要相信，因信而称义。
And in order to become a Christian, we have to believe.
那成为属灵的基督徒呢？不单单需要相信，还需要顺服。
But in order to be a spiritual, to live the spiritual life, we not only need to believe, but we also need to submit.
顺服圣灵的带领，顺服恩膏的教训。
And we need to obey and submit to the leading of the Spirit.
所以属灵的基督徒，那事实上就是一个受圣灵管制的基督徒。
So a Christian who lives this spiritual life is one who's submitting to the leading of that Spirit.
那我想在座的弟兄姊妹们，我想在座的许多都是已经蒙恩得救的。
And I trust that many of the brothers and sisters here have who have believed in the Lord.
都是基督徒。
We are all Christian.
那这个当然非常好，这个宝贵无比。
And this is something that is truly blessed.
但是呢，这么宝贵呢，还只是个开始。
But this blessing is only the beginning.
我们需要更进一步，我们的目标是要成为一个属灵的基督徒。
But we need to continue to walk forward and continue on this journey to become, to live out the spiritual life.
那我想这个道理我们都明白。
And I trust that we know about this truth.
我们知道需要跟随圣灵的带领。
That we know that we must, live according to the Spirit.
我们知道我们需要随灵而行，我们知道我们需要顺服恩膏的教训，这个我们都知道。
And we all know and understand that we must submit to the leading of that Spirit.
但是现在有一个问题。
But here we encounter a problem.
我们怎么知道在我们里面的教训是恩膏的教训呢？
And how do we know that the leading within us is the leading of that Spirit?
我们怎么知道我们里面的感觉是出于灵还是出于魂？
How do we know if the feeling that we have within our hearts is from ourselves or from the Spirit?
我们怎么知道我们里面得着一句话是从神来的还是从我们自己来的？
How do we know if the word within our hearts is from ourselves or from the Lord?
我想这个问题是一个非常重要的问题。
I think that this is a very important problem that we encounter.
如果我们没有办法分辨灵与魂的话，我们就没有办法跟随圣灵的带领，没有办法过属灵的生活。
And if we cannot discern the difference between ourselves and the Spirit, then we cannot live the spiritual life.
那最近这些年，我发现说，不单单青年的弟兄姊妹们问这个问题，我发现许多这个有一些年岁的也在问这个问题。
And throughout my life, I've come to see that this is not only a problem that the youth encounter, but that all ages encounter this question.
那我想我们还是回到圣经里面看一看神是怎么说的。
So let's return to the Bible to see what the Lord has told us.
在圣经里面呢，至少有五个点可以来说明。
And in the Bible, I found five different points that speak on this.
我们先来看第一个点。
And let's turn to the first one.
第一个点，我们来读一处圣经啊，《希伯来书》第五章十四节。
And let's turn to Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14.
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹。
But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil.
我们信主的那一刻，我们的灵被激活了，我们恢复了与神的交通。
And when we first believe in the Lord, we have been reconciled unto Him.
那圣灵就住在我们这个已经复活的这个新的灵里面。
And the Spirit resides within this newly renewed heart.
我们得着一个新的生命，得着一个属灵的生命，这个就是神儿子的生命。
And we have received this new life, which is the life of Christ.
那这个生命是有感觉的。
And this life has a feeling.
凡是生命都有感觉。
And whatever has life has feeling.
比如说今天别人拍我一下，我的手有感觉，别人拍我了。
And if somebody, for example, if somebody taps me on the shoulder, I have that feeling of a tap.
如果今天别人骂我一句，我的魂有感觉，因为我自尊心受到伤害了，我的己受伤害了。
And another example, if somebody yells at me, my soul, my feeling is hurt.
那么灵里面的感觉其实也是一样的。
And it's in the same sense of our spirit.
我们可以感觉到圣灵在我们里面的启示、关照，我们可以感觉神对我们说话，这个是生命的感觉。
We can have this feeling of being led by the Spirit.
但是呢，很可惜我们活在肉体当中太久了。
But sadly, we live in this fleshly world.
这个所谓的肉体，就是我们未重生之前，我们的一切都是肉体。
And before we believed in Him, we have only lived in flesh.
包括魂和体，这都是肉体。
And our soul and our spirit is only focused upon the flesh.
我们还没有得着这个新生命之前呢，没有得着这个属灵生命之前，我们的一切都是肉体。
And before we have believed in Him, before we have this new life, our whole life is this flesh.
所以我们活在这个肉体当中太久了。
And so we have lived too long with this flesh.
我们活在这个魂和体的感觉里面太久了，特别是魂的感觉。
And we have lived too long in the spirit and the soul of the flesh.
所以我们复活之后呢，就很难分清楚到底是灵还是魂的感觉。
So after we have been renewed, it is oftentimes very hard for us to sense the difference between this fleshly life and the spirit.
因为这个灵跟魂的感觉是非常相似的。
Because it is very similar.
那希伯来书五章十四节这里面告诉我们两件事情。
And Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14 tells us two things.
第一，我们这个新生命需要长大成人。
And it first tells us that we need to become mature.
第二，我们需要有操练，需要这个操练新生命的感觉。
And the second is to practice our senses.
使它变得更敏锐。
So that we can discern.
那刚刚Sherwin弟兄举了一个例子啊，说五年前的例子。
And earlier, our brother Sherwin shared an example that was 5 years ago.
我这个例子可能就稍微比较久一点，大概十年前、十几年前。
And my example is probably ten or so years ago.
那个时候呢，其实我还蛮年轻的。
And back then, I was still quite young.
对，那个时候青年的弟兄姊妹们碰到我，可能不会叫我信远叔叔。
And when the youth encountered me back then, they might not have called me Uncle Sandy.
那现在他们都叫我信远叔叔，我就感觉我实在很老了。现在。
But now when they call me Uncle Sandy, I feel very old.
那在那个时候呢，我住在 Northgate.
And back then I lived in Northgate.
那我常常去一个24小时的健身房。
And I oftentimes went to a 24-hour fitness there.
Yeah, 我在那边健身了蛮久。
And I went to that gym very often.
那有一次呢，我健身完了，洗完澡。然后拿那个浴巾来擦身子。
And after there was one time where afterwards I worked out, took a shower, and I was wiping off with a towel.
他那里面的这个 towel, 他那里面的这个浴巾都是随便你拿的，这是免费的。
And the towels are provided.
那在那边呢有很多这个放浴巾的桶，就是你擦完了放在那边。但是呢，我发现这个所有人擦完了都是扔在地上。
And At that facility, there are areas where there are bins where you can toss the used towels, but oftentimes I find a lot of people just leave the towels on the floor.
所以我看见别人这么扔，我也这么扔的。
And so when I see other people throwing the towels, the used towels on the floor, I too also tossed it on the floor.
那我也扔在地上。
And I tossed it on the floor.
一扔在地上，里面马上就有一个声音说，叫我捡起来扔在桶里面。
And immediately after I threw it upon the floor, there was a voice within my heart that said, pick it up and put it in the bin.
那这个是生命的感觉。
And this is a sense of the spirit.
但是呢，我那个时候是比较顽固的。
And back then I was quite stubborn.
我虽然听见了，但是没有顺服。
And even though I heard it, I did not obey.
那我就跟主说， 你看别人都是这么扔的，我为什么不可以这么扔？
And I said to the Lord, I said, other people also toss it on the floor, why can't I throw it in a similar fashion?
那但是呢，主并没有放过我，那里面那个声音一直在那里。
But the Lord did not let me go, and the voice was continuing to be there.
我都走出门口了，他还是叫我这个又捡起来，又扔回去，又扔回那个桶里面去。
And I have walked out the door of the gym, but the voice within my heart still kept telling me to put it inside the bin.
我里面的感觉，我越走越难过，这个越走越没有平安。
And the further I walked, the less peace I had.
结果走到门口，我实在受不了了，那个又跑回去了。
And after I walked to the door, I couldn't take it any longer, so I went back.
跑回去把那个地上的布捡起来扔在桶里面。
And I put the used towel from the floor, I picked it up and put it inside the bin.
不单单如此。
And not only this.
我把其他人扔在地上的布也全部捡起来放在桶里面。
And I picked up the other towels that were on the floor and I put them in the bin as well.
这个时候我心里面才欢喜快乐，才蛮有平安的出来。
And only then was there peace and joy within my heart.
这个是生命的感觉，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters, this is the sense of the Spirit.
我们每个人都有这样生命的感觉，只要我们有主的生命，我们就有感觉。
And if we have the Lord's life within us, we have this sense of the Spirit.
主对我们说话，我们是可以知道的。
When the Lord speaks to us, we know.
Yeah. 那体贴肉体的是死，体贴圣灵的是生命平安。
The things of the flesh are of death, but the things of the spirit of our life.
所以我们需要摸里面生命的感觉，我们到底平不平安。
So we need to touch the sense of life within and have that peace.
那这个是第一点。
And this is the first point.
这是生命的印证，是吧？
And this is the sense of the spirit.
那第二点。
And the second point.
第二点是在希伯来书的第四章第十二节。
And the second point is from Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
这里面说神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的利剑，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
For the word of God is living and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
那这节经文给我们看见，神的话有一个功能，就是可以分开灵与魂。
And we see here that the word of God has a function, and that is to separate the division of the soul and spirit.
这个是神话语的印证。
And this is the word of God.
愿神以前说过的话来印证神现在对我们说的话。
And the word of God that was spoken before can be relevant in our lives today.
神的话总是说过了，他会对我们再说一遍。
And when the Lord speaks to our hearts, He will continue to speak to us.
所以，如果今天你得着一句话是神以前从来没有说过的，或者说是圣经里面是跟圣经无关的，那么这句话就不是从神来的。
And so, if you feel that there is a new speaking within your heart that you have never heard before, and it is not from the Bible, then this is not a word from God.
那就有可能是我们自己的想法。
And maybe it is our own thoughts.
那所以这个点呢，就要求我们需要熟悉圣经，需要熟读主的话。
And so this passage and this point speaks on knowing the word of God.
我们不能够等到事情来了，事情发生了，我们再来查圣经。哎呀，这有没有这个话？
We cannot wait until we experience something and then go and look.Within the Word of God.
那这个恐怕就来不及了。
And by that time, it might be too late.
那我想在我们以前的弟兄们，他们给我们许多非常好的读经的榜样。
And I trust that the saints from the past have given us a good example.
比如说宋尚杰弟兄，他在很短的时间内用40种方法读了40遍圣经。
And just like our brother Song,he read the Bible 40 times.
对，在非常短的时间内。
In 40 different ways, yeah. in a very short amount of time.
那尼托森弟兄我们都非常熟悉。
And our brother Washman Nee, we are all very familiar with.
不算旧约，单单算新约，他读了200遍。
And just the New Testament alone, he might have read it 200 times.
他所喜欢的启示录远超过200遍。
And the book of Revelation, he read more than 200 times.
多到没办法数，到具体多少遍我们不知道，大概是500遍。
Probably closer to 500 times.
这不算旧约。
And not including the Old Testament.
单单新约读了这么多。
And just the New Testament alone.
所以如果你觉得你 读经读得蛮厉害蛮多了 你比一比那个尼陀生弟兄。
And so when we feel that we have read the Bible many times, we can see how much our brother has read it.
所以我们需要好好的读经求神的话语来关照我们。
And so we really need to read the Word of God carefully to shine that light within our hearts.
这个是第二点神话语的印证。
And so this is the word of God within our lives.
那第三点是在哥林多前书十二章二十六节。
And the third point is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26.
若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
这个就讲到肢体的印证。
And this speaks on the idea of the members.
这其实刚刚这个秀颖弟兄有提到。
And just as Brother Sherwin shared earlier.
那如果我们不确定这件事情到底是从神来的还是从我们自己来的，那我们就可以去问其他的肢体，特别是那些年长的弟兄姊妹。
And if we feel that this word within us, we can't discern whether it's from ourselves or the Spirit, we can ask other members in the body.
一个不行，可以多问几个。
Especially maybe an elder, and we can ask more.
看一看我们是否有相同的感觉，是不是同感一灵。
And if whether or not we are touched by the same thought.
还有我们也可以查考以前的弟兄们他们所留下来的属灵书籍，我们可以看一看他们的感觉怎么样。
And then we can also take a look at the saints from before and see what their thoughts were.
我们楼上这个图书馆里面藏书非常丰富。
And the library upstairs is filled with many spiritual books.
我以前刚来这里的时候，每个礼拜都借书看的。
And when I first arrived here, oftentimes I would go every week to the library.
我巴不得把这个 library 搬回家去。
And I wanted to take all the books with me home.
但是很可惜我好像发现最近这几年没什么人看书。
But sadly,
没什么人借书看。
I feel like recently not many people read these books.
这个是肢体的印证，我们可以在肢体之间互相印证。
And in this life that we share, we can experience together.
第四点。
And the fourth point.
在马太福音第七章第七节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 7.
这里说，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you.
有的弟兄姊妹，他们刚刚信主，还没来得及长大，也还没时间读经。
And many brothers and sisters who just believed had not yet had time to mature yet.
有的呢，因为我是从我在农村长大的，我知道有很多不识字的，你给他圣经他还读不了。
And I know that there I grew up where I grew up, there were many who were illiterate, and you could give them words and they could not read it.
有的虽然信主了，但是没有办法聚会，只能是他一个人，所以没有机会跟肢体交通。
And maybe one person is the only believer around, and there is no one else to encounter.
或者有的我们有这个机会，但是我们前面三个印证都用过了，结果还是没有办法确定到底是出于神还是出于自己，那怎么办呢？
And maybe that it is hard to discern whether it's the Spirit or from ourselves.
我们可以向神求，我们直接向神求。
And when that happens, we can ask directly from the Lord.
神赐给我们祷告这个既大又宝贵的权柄，我们应当好好的使用。
And the Lord has given us this power of prayer, and we can greatly use it.
在圣经里面，特别是在四世纪里面，有一个很好的例子，基甸。
Oh, and there's a great example in Gideon.
在四世纪第六章那里面有这么一个例子，就是说神向基甸显现，叫基甸说叫他把以色列人从米甸人手中拯救出来。
And in Judges chapter 6, it speaks on how Gideon was called by the Lord to deliver the Israelites from the Midianites.
然后在四世纪六章十七节里面，基甸就问了一句话，他说：“我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你给我一个证据，使我知道与我说话的是主。”
And in Judges chapter 6, verse 17, so Gideon said to him, "If now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who speaks with me."
所以如果我们不知道到底是灵还是魂，我们直接求神来给我们印证。
So if we don't know whether or not it is from the flesh or from the spirit, we can directly ask of the Lord.
我们看见神给基甸好几次印证。
And we see in the life of Gideon that oftentimes the Lord gave him many examples.
那有火从这个磐石里面烧出来。
And from the fire that burned.
那基甸是一个很小心的人，他觉得还不够，再求一下。
And Gideon was one of little faith, and so he asked more of the Lord.
啊，他拿一团这个羊毛啊，放在这个禾场上，结果他说，如果只有羊毛有水，其他地方都没水的话。那这个就是真的。
And he asked of the Lord, he got a piece of wool and he put it on the ground, and if he said, if only the wool is wet but not the ground, then I will believe.
第二天起来呢，果然如此，就是羊毛有水，其他地方都没水。
And it just so happened that the next morning he woke up that the wool was with water and the ground was not wet.
但基甸觉得还不够，再来一次。
And Gideon asked of the Lord.
他说只有羊毛是干的，其他地方都有水。
And so he asked of the Lord, if the wool is dry, but the ground is wet.
所以连续三个印证。
And there's three signs from the Lord.
所以我们也可以像基甸那样向神求印证。我们不知道是出于魂还是出于灵，我们直接向神求，求你给我一个印证，叫我知道是不是。
And so if we cannot discern whether it is from the flesh or from the spirit, we too can ask a sign from the Lord.
那或者我们不懂得怎么求，但是神懂得怎么给。
And if we do not know how to ask, the Lord knows how to give.
我们会求错，但是神不会给错的。
We might ask incorrectly, but the Lord will not give incorrectly.
所以这个是第四点，就是直接向神求，神就会借着神迹奇事或者借着一些环境叫我们知道。
And so this is the fourth point, that if we do not know and we cannot discern, then we can ask from a sign that the Lord can show.
第五点。
The fifth point.
前面四点都是印证，都是已经发生了之后的印证。
And so these are the past four are all experiences.
那第五点呢是一个态度，就是说还没发生，我们就应当有这样的态度。
And the fifth point is an attitude that we should have, that it has not yet happened, but we should have this attitude.
这个是在约翰福音第七章第十七节。
And it is from John chapter 7, verse 17.
我一直都觉得说这句话真的非常重要。
And I trust that, and I've always had this feeling that this passage is very important.
这里面说，人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。
If anyone is willing to do his will, he will know of the teaching, whether it is of God or whether I speak from myself.
有一次我拿着这句话去请教曾弟兄。
And one time I had this passage, and I asked of Brother Zun,
我说曾弟兄，对于这句话你是怎么看的？
And I asked Brother Zun, how do you view this passage?
曾弟兄并没有解释这句话到底怎么样。
And Brother Zun did not explain this passage to me.
其实我想弟兄姊妹们读过这句话也大概都明白这什么意思，这个不需要解释的。
And I trust that when brothers and sisters read this passage, they too also understand the meaning.
曾弟兄没有解释，但是他跟我说信仰，我们一起祷告。你祷告的时候又这样说，主啊，无论你对我说什么，我都愿意遵守。
And Brother Zun did not explain this passage to me, but he said, let us pray. And when you pray, you should ask of the Lord, whatever it is that you speak to me, I will obey.
所以我就跪下来，只有这一句话祷告，我说主啊，无论你对我说什么，我都愿意遵守。
And so I knelt down and I prayed, Lord, whatever it is that you speak to me, I will obey.
虽然你还没说，但是我已经愿意了。
And even though you have not yet spoken it, I am willing.
如果你带着这样一个心智啊，向着主的话，那么这里面就说到你必晓得。
And if you have this heart before the Lord that whatever he speaks, you will obey, it is this humbling self.
所以我们看见说，我们怎么知道我们里面的一句话是出于神还是出于我们自己呢？
So how do we discern whether it is from ourselves or from the Spirit?
不是从心思来的，不是从情感来的，乃是在意志里面。
It is not from knowledge and understanding or from a feeling.
不是我们的头脑去分析去想象。
And that it is not something that we can think of.
乃是意志的降服。
But that it is the will of submission.
我们顺服我们就知道。
And if we are willing to submit,
为什么我们不知道呢？因为我们不顺服。
And if we do not understand, that means we are not obedient.
为什么我们知道的不清楚呢？因为我们顺服的不彻底。
And we do not obey enough.
所以这句话，我个人来说，这句话对我的帮助非常大。
And so this verse was a great help to me.
那这个是五个点。
And these are the five points.
我们来总结一下啊。
And so let's summarize quickly.
第一个，生命的印证。
And so the first is this, this life.
我们的生命需要长大，并且需要多多的操练这个生命的感觉。
And that we need to have the maturing of life and practice having the senses.
第二个，神话语的印证。
And the second is the word of God.
求神愿他的话来光照我们。
And may the word of God truly shine within our hearts.
我们也需要熟读圣经，把神的话丰丰富富的藏在心里面。
And that we can keep the word of God within our hearts.
第三个，肢体之间的印证。
And the third is the body.
或者说身体的印证，是吧？
The members of the body.
第四个，直接向神求印证。
And the fourth is to ask directly from the Lord.
我们祈求就给我们。
And when we ask, it will be given.
第五个是讲到我们的态度，我们的心态。
And the fifth is speaks of our attitude.
立志遵着神的旨意行。
That we are willing to submit to the leading of the Lord.
不论他对我们说什么，我们都愿意遵行。
Whatever he speaks to us, we are willing to follow.
好，我想时间到了，我们就交通这里啊。
And time is up, so I will end my sharing here.
我们有一个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们实在感谢你给我们这样的机会和时间，能够在你面前有一些交通。
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity this morning that we can have this sharing before your presence.
主，我们知道这一切都是你的恩典，都是因你爱我们的缘故，你又把这些赏赐给我们。
Lord, we know that you have blessed us with your spirit and your love.
主啊，但愿我们能够像圣经里面所说的，无论你对我们说什么，我们都愿意遵守。
And just like the words say, Lord, we pray that whatever you speak to us, may we be obedient.
叫我们做一个顺服圣灵带领的人，做一个随您而行的人。
That we can be one who obeys the leading of the Spirit.
也叫我们做一个能够在你面前，能够在仇敌面前站立得住的人。
That we can be one who stands firm before the enemy.
主，我们实在感谢你，但愿你在我们中间得着高举。
Lord, we praise you and thank you, and may you truly be lifted up.
得着荣耀。
May you be lifted into glory.
主，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督名求。
Thank you for hearing our prayers. We pray this in your most precious name. Amen.